Blog Talk Radio.
Would be period. But I pray that you will stay away from that. Let's follow. I'm going to read to you this passage of scripture. Just a moment, please. And I will have it. My pastor preached this a long time ago. And I told it to one of the girls that I worked with, and she remembered it, and I didn't remember. So I'm going to read it now, and hopefully you all will remember this. We are in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whatever shall be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. And remember, we are the children of Israel. We're children of Jacob. We're not Gentiles. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought of the evil things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. I have read to you from the New Testament, Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 34. So remember, take no thought of what you will eat or drink, or whether what you shall wear. Because our Father has knows that you have need of these things, and He will provide those things for you. Just continue listening and obeying His words and what He says to you. Just try to do that. And that's what I'm trying to do right now. I am trying my best, but I am in Joshua. I'm in Judges chapter 11. Although my screen board says that I should be in Judges chapter 5. But I have gone a little bit past that. And let's start reading what is in Judges chapter 11. And I pray that my Father would bless me to see these words as well as give me understanding of what's in it. I know that some of the words I will not be able to pronounce, but I will try my best. And I will spell it out to you if I feel that I need to. Now let's read. We're in Judges chapter 11, verse 1. Let's read. Now, Jephthah, the Gileadite, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a harlot. And Gilead begot Jephthah, and Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah, and his said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit in thy father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Then Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob, that's Tob, and there were gathered vain men to Jephthah, and went out with him. And they means they are proud and useless in the word there is caucus. Cocky. So let's use the word vain. It does use the word vain. So we're gonna use the word proud men to Jephthah. And it came to pass in the process of time that the children of Ammon made war with Israel. And it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead, excuse me, saying, I didn't mean to call. Something just felt like it got stuck in my throat. Let me read verse 5 again to you all who are listening. And it was so that when he, excuse me, my computer sent a message to me. Very good. Oh, Lord, if it's not one thing, it's another. Now, let me read verse 5 again. And it was so, when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the children, the elders of Gilead, went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthah, Come and be our captain, that we may go fight with the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, Did not ye hate me and expel me out of my father's house? And they earth. And why are ye come unto me now when you are in distress? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us to fight against the children of Ammon, and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, if ye bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the children delivered them before me, shall I be your head. And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, the Lord be witness between us if we do not so according to thy word. And Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all the words before the Lord in Mizpah. And Jephthah sent messengers unto the king of the children of Ammon, saying, what hast thou to do with me, that thou art come against me to fight against in my land? And the king of the children of Ammon answered and said unto the messengers of Jephthah, because Israel took away my land when they came out of Egypt, from Ammon unto even Jabbok and unto Jordan. Now therefore restore these lands again peaceably. And Jephthah sent messengers again unto the king of the children of Ammon, and said unto him, thus said Jephthah, Israel took not away the land of Moab, nor the land of the children of Ammon. But when Israel came up from Egypt, we walked through the wilderness unto the Red Sea, and came to Kadesh. Then Israel sent messengers unto the king of Edom, saying, let me, I pray thee, pass through your land. But the king of Edom would not hearken. That hearken means listen hereto. And in like manner they sent unto the king of Moab, but he would not consent. And Israel abode in Kadesh. Then I went along through the wilderness and compassed, that's the land that borders. Compass means to enclose or border the land of Edom and the land of Moab, and came by the east side of the land of Moab, and pitched on the other side of Arnon, but came not within the borders of Moab, for Arnon was the border of Moab. And Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, and king of Heshbon. And Israel said unto them, let us pass, we pray thee, through thy land, unto my place. But Sihon trusted not Israel to pass through his coast, but Sihon gathered together, all his people together, and pitched in Jahaz. Let me read that again because I think I misread it. Let me read verse 20 again of chapter 11. But Sihon trusted not Israel to pass through his coast, but Sihon gathered all his people together and pitched in Jahaz and fought against Israel. And the Lord God of Israel delivered Sihon and all his people into the hand of Israel, and they smote them. So Israel possessed all the land of the Amorites. The inhabitants of that land, of that country. Let me read this last sentence again. They possessed all the land of the Amorites, the inhabitants of that country. And they possessed all the coast of the Amorites, from Arnon even unto Jabbok, and from the wilderness even unto Jordan. So now the Lord God of Israel dispossessed the Amorites and before his people Israel. And shouldst thou possess it? Will thou not possess the land which it spells C-H-E-M-O-S-H. Thy God give it thee to possess. So whomever the Lord our God shall divide out from before us, then will we possess. And thou art thou anything better than Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel, or did he ever fight against Israel? While Israel dwelt in Heshbon and her towns, and in Aroer, it's spelled A-R-E-O-R. Let me spell that word again. A-R-O-E-R. In her towns, and all the citizens that be along by the coast of Arnon 300 years. They therefore did not recover them within that time. Wherefore I have not sinned against thee, but thou doest me wrong to war against me. The Lord, the judge, be judged this day between the children of Israel and the children of Ammon. Howbeit the king of the children of Ammon hearkened, that means listen not, unto the words of Jephtha, which he sent him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came to Jephtha, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpah of Gilead. And from Mizpah to Gilead, he passed over unto the children of Ammon. And Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord, and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hands, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me when I turn in peace from the children of Ammon shall surely be the Lord's, and I will suffer it up for a burnt offering. So Jephthah passed over the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hands. And he smote them from Aurora, that's the A-R-O-E-R, even till thou came to Minith, that's spelled M-I-N-N-I-T-H, even 20 cities and unto the plains of the vineyards with the great, with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And Jephthah came to Mizpah unto his house, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels, that's like a tambourine, and danced, and she was his only child. Besides her, he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass, when he saw her, that he rent his clothes and said, I lost my daughter. Thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me. But I have opened my mouth unto the Lord and cannot go back. And she said unto him, my father, if thou hast opened thy mouth unto the Lord, do to me according to that which has proceeded out of thy mouth. For as much as the Lord has taken vengeance for me, for thee, of mine enemies, even of the children of Ammon. And she said unto her father, let this thing be done for me. Let me alone 2 months, that I may go up and down the mountains and bewail my virginity. And that is I and my fellows. Let me see. To be well means to cry over and to wail. So that's to cry over. So that's what she wanted to do for 2 months. Wanted to cry over herself. And he said, go. And he sent her away for 2 months. And she went away with companions and bewailed her virginity upon the mountain. And it came to pass at the end of the 2 months that she returned unto her father, who did with her according to his vow, which he had vowed, and she knew no man. And it was a custom in Israel that the daughter of Israel went yearly to lament the daughters of Jephthah in Gilead 4 days in a year. And that is the reading of chapter 11. I hope that you have understood it, because some of it I did not understand. But nonetheless, I want you to understand that Jabez, he was the son of a Gibeonite woman, and our fathers called him, he was called him a valiant man of Gilead, and his wife and Gilead's wife bare him sons. His wife's sons grew up and thrust out Jabez and unto him. Nonetheless, Jabez went back to Gilead and to his father's house and did fight. And then he won the battle. And whatever he won, he had made a vow unto the Lord. And the vow he was to, whatever the vow was, he was to do that vow. So he did keep his vow. Now, let's read chapter 12. I have 18 minutes to try to read that to you, see? Let's listen up. And the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and went northward and said unto Jabez, where before passest thou over to fight the children of Ammon? Why didst not call us to go with thee? We will burn thy house upon thee with fire. And Jabez said unto them, And I, my people were at great strife when the children of Ammon, and I called you. You delivered me not out of their hands. And when I saw that you delivered me not, I put my life in my hands and passed over against the children of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them into my hands. Wherefore, then are ye come up to me this day to fight against me? And Jabez gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim. And the men of Gilead smote Ephraim, because they said, "You Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim among the Ephraimites and among the Manassehites." And the Gileadites took the passage of Jordan before the Ephraimites, and it was so that when the Ephraimites, which were escaped, said, "Let me go over," that the men of Gilead said unto him, "Art thou an Ephraimite?" And he said, "Yes." "No." Then they said unto him, saying, "No, Shavuot." The Shavuot is like a slogan. And he said Shavuot, for he could not frame the pronounce it right. Then they took him and slew him at the passage of Jordan. And there fell at that time of the Ephraimite 42,000. Then Jabez judged Israel 6 years, then died Jabez the Gileadite, and was buried in one of the cities of Gilead. And from him I banned the Bethlehemite judged Israel. And he had 30 sons and daughters whom he sent abroad. That means, like, he sent away to a foreign country. He sent abroad, and they took 3 daughters from abroad for his sons, and he judged Israel 7 years. Then Ivan was buried at Bethlehem, and after him, Ebnon, the Zebulunite, judged Israel, and he judged Israel 10 years. Then Elon, the Zebulunite, died and was buried in Ajaon, in the country of Zebulun. Excuse me. Verse 13. And after him, Abon, the son of Hillel, a Pyronite, judged Israel. And he judged 40 years. And 30. Let me read verse 14 again. And he had 40 sons and 13 nephews that rode on 60 and 10 coats, ass coats. So 60, that's 60. Excuse me, I had to go. And 10, that's 70 ass coats. And he judged Israel 80 years. And Abon, the son of Hillel, the Pyronite, died and was buried in Pathon, that's spelled P-I-R-A-T-H-O-N, in the land of Ephraim, in the mount of the Amalekites. Well, I have 12 minutes left. I guess I should start reading to you chapter 13, because I've read to you chapters 11 and 12. So I guess I'll go on to chapter 13, at least I'll start, and I probably will not finish it. Let's read chapter 13. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zorah, that's spelled Z-O-R-A-H, in the family of the Danites, that's spelled D-A-N-I-T-E-S, Danites, whose name was Manoah, that's spelled M-A-N-O-A-H. And his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold now, thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. for he shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, a man of God came to me, and his countenance, well, the countenance, his facial structure, was like the countenance of an angel of God, very terrible. But I asked him whence he was, neither told he me his name. Let me read that last sentence again. But I asked him not whence he was, neither told me his name. But he said unto me, behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and drink no wine nor strong drink, neither eat be any unclean thing, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. The menorah, that's spelled M-A-N-O-A-H, entreated the Lord and said, O my Lord, let the man of God thou didst send come again unto us and teach us what we shall do unto the child that he shall be born. And God hearkened to the voice of Menorah. I guess that's how it's spelled. It's spelled M-A-N-O-A-H. I hope that's the way it's pronounced. And the angel of the Lord came again unto the woman, and she sat in the field. But Menorah, her husband, was not with her. And the woman made haste and ran and showed her husband and said unto him, behold, no man has appeared unto me that came unto me the other day. And Menorah arose and went after his wife and came unto the man who said unto him, art thou the man that speaketh unto the woman? And he said, yes, I am. And Menorah said, now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child? How shall we undo him? And the angel of the Lord said unto Menorah, of all that I said unto the woman, let her beware. She may not eat anything that common of the wine, neither let her drink wine nor strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe. And Menorah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee till we shall have made ready a kid for thee. The angel of the Lord said unto Menorah, though thou detain me, I will not eat any of thy bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou shalt offer it unto the Lord. And Menorah knew not that he was an angel of the Lord. And Menorah said unto the angel of the Lord, what is thy name? And when thy saying came to pass, when we may do thee when we may do these honor. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, why hast thou thus after my name, seeing that it is secret? And Manoah took a kid from a meat offering and offered it upon the rock unto the Lord. And the angel did wondrously. And Manoah and his wife looked on. And it came to pass when the flame went out. Verse 20, I'll read again. For it came to pass when the flame went up towards heaven from off the altar that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flames of the altar. And Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground. Excuse me, I got to turn the page. But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto his wife, we shall surely die because we have seen God. But his wife said unto him, if the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have recovered a burnt offering and a meat offering at our hands. Neither would he have showed us all these things, nor would at the time have told us such things as these. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And he grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord moved him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah, that's spelled Zorah, and Eshtaol, that's spelled Eshtaol. Now that ends the reading of chapter 13. Let's see. I want you to read for next lesson, starting at Judges, chapter 14 and 15, if you can. I will come back next Friday to read those two. Now, let us, oh my goodness, I didn't say who I was. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to rest and remember that the Sabbath day is to be kept holy. Read the Ten Commandments out of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7-1, as well as in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3-17. I read from the King James version of the Bible. Sabbath starts on Friday evening, and this is the Sabbath time right now, and ends tomorrow on Saturday evening. And I usually ask that you have the three keys ready in the beginning, but nonetheless, let's have a closing prayer to our Heavenly Father. Father, thank you for allowing me to be in this day to read to your sheep from the Bible in your Son, Yeshua's name. Amen. Remember, sheep, James chapter 4, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you this Tuesday at 11 a.m. as well as this Friday at 5 p.m. Listen, this song, Lifted High and Lifted Up, purchase it at Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play. It only costs you maybe a dollar or two. So remember, God loves you, and I love you too. I will be back with you, sheep, if the Lord allows. Again, this
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. Teach them to love one another. Heaven might find a place in their heart, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he